Whenever you're ready.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm Kate O'Keefe from Fisher Applications Consulting. I've been serving as the facilitator for the Scallop Survey Working Group since last March under a contract with the Council. I'm providing the update today in place of our co-chairs, Dr. Bill DePaul and Mr. Pete Chase. They weren't available today, but they will be providing the final report with all of the recommendations and the full results from the working group at the September Council meeting. So in the interest of time today, I'm going to move through these slides pretty quickly, but I would ask that if any council members have questions or recommendations that I can bring back to the working group, we do have a couple more months on this effort. So just a brief reminder of the timeline for the working group effort. The council initiated work on this multi-year priority in early 2021. To date, we've met as a working group 5 times. We've been fully virtual so far. We're going to plan to meet 2 more times this summer. Since the April update, the working group has met in May, and several of the subgroups have met to work on recommendations addressing all 4 terms of reference. Our next meeting is in July in New Bedford in person, which we're all very excited about. Today, I'm going to focus on just a couple of aspects, term of reference number 2, specifically the data topics, and term of reference number 3 on wind impacts, and provide a little bit of input from the working group to RSA priorities. I do want to quickly mention term of reference number 1, which is a description of the current Scallop survey system. This includes all of the survey partner organizations, both the Science Center and all the RSA partners, and just share appreciation to all of these groups, the members on our working group from these different survey teams. It has been a very busy survey season last year and this year, and they've stayed dedicated and made excellent contributions. So moving into term of reference number 2, which states describe and assess a coordinated strategy for sea scallop resource assessment surveys and investigate opportunities and methods for implementation, addressing each of the following areas. The working group is addressing the first 2 bullets related to spatial coverage, sampling frequency, and sampling intensity through the scallop survey guiding principles document that will be fully presented by the co-chairs when it's completed in September. Today, I'm going to focus on the recommendations related to data topics and some input from the working group on the RSA survey priorities. The working group has addressed each one of the terms of reference and each topic under the terms in this incremental approach, starting with an assessment of the current system, followed by brainstorming of potential new or alternative approaches that we could take to improve the system, and finally drafting recommendations for consideration by the Council and the Center with strategies for implementation. So in general, on the data topics, the group recognized that the data management system has met objectives to support science and management, but ultimately that there are more weaknesses than strengths, including that there is no dedicated funding or staff resources for scallop survey data, a lack of standardized data fields across surveys, lack of efficient processes for data merging, data accessibility, and data sharing, and no reliable systems for data storage or backup. Additionally, the working group and data subgroup highlighted the need to advance their understanding of image annotation for optical surveys and advance the use of automated detection technology. So the group considered funding and resources that may be needed to support and improve the data management system for scallop surveys, as well as the relative importance in terms of timing for each data recommendation. Specific recommendations, the first one being that the Northeast Fisheries Science Center should prioritize scallop survey data management and provide resources for dedicated personnel for data and database management. As mentioned, the group highlighted that there were more weaknesses than strengths in the current data management program and described the system as unsustainable with insufficient resources, not meeting objectives for data standards, storage, access, and delivery. The group emphasized that the current system is vulnerable to data loss and processing errors, which could result in substantial challenges for science and management. To implement this recommendation, the group suggests that the center consider available and additional funding and staff resources, coordinate across all survey partners to identify efficiencies, including cost efficiencies, prioritize data needs as urgent, important, and strategic, and assess the risk and vulnerabilities of the current system to inform contingency plans for data management if funding or resources are not immediately available. Next, the group recommends that the Northeast Fisheries Science Center should dedicate sufficient annual resources to develop and maintain an operational scallop survey data repository using FAIR data management principles. The group noted that the current data management system is disjointed, with survey partner organizations housing their own data in different formats and in database structures, and that the SCOLLOP survey data does not currently meet standards of the FAIR Data Act, which include findable, accessible, interoperable, and reusable data. So the group recommends that the center develop and maintain a repository that includes standard fields and QAQC criteria and protocols that can be shared through web services. The suggestion is to start with dredge data for initial development of the repository to inform database structure and design. This is because these data are already fairly similar. They've already been integrated to support science and management. But also recommends that the repository should eventually include all survey data, including optical surveys. There was a recognition that potential capacity and costs associated with storage of images could be prohibitive. And so there's a suggestion to explore costs and requirements to develop mechanisms to add optical survey data over time. And the group recommends this as an urgent priority. It needs to start development, but it can evolve over time. And this is a visualization of a potential sequence for repository development. On the left are the individual survey components, including three dredge surveys, two HABCAM surveys, a DropCAM survey, and potential for new surveys developed in wind energy areas. The working group's urgent recommendation starting this year is to standardize data format and delivery among survey groups. The group suggests collaboration between the center and each individual survey partner to identify standard fields and formats. Over the next 2 to 5 years, the group recommends developing the structure of the data repository with web-based applications, adding data from all surveys, and ultimately operationalizing a SCOLLOP survey data repository that includes upload capability, auto-population of data tables, and publicly accessible information through cloud-based storage systems. And a final data recommendation from the working group is to conduct a review of automated detection technology. So the working group highlighted that the time-consuming nature to annotate images from optical surveys, but also noted and has had very detailed discussions about the need to have auto-correlated data to support geostatistical models from, these would be the optical surveys, and that autocorrelated data is generated by a relatively high image annotation rate. So to address these competing constraints, the group recognized the potential utility of automated detection technology and that it needs to be advanced. The group considered multiple approaches to advance this technology, including potentially recommending a workshop or standardized data training sets for individual groups, and ultimately proposes a recommendation for a peer review of existing software and applications. The group recommends that the center and council prioritize organization of a peer review, define review objectives, and identify appropriate reviewers. The group recommends that this is an urgent priority and proposes that this be initiated within the next year, emphasizing that this should be a separate review process and not included in any type of stock assessment approach. Moving on to Term of Reference 3, which states, identify survey methods, tools, and designs to monitor and assess the SCOLLOP resource in a changing ocean environment that includes offshore wind installations and changes in resource and fishery distributions. The group has applied the NOAA Fisheries and BOEM Federal Survey Mitigation Implementation Strategy for the Northeast region. This was used as a framework to develop recommendations related to impacts from offshore wind on the SCOLLOP survey system. The NOAA BOEM strategy does specifically mention applying recommendations from the SCOLLOP Survey Working Group and several of their action items. So we used this document as a framework and identified potential impacts to the SCOLLOP system related to four impact areas defined by NOAA, including preclusion, statistical design, habitat change, and sampling. For the SCOLLOP survey, there will be impacts associated with all of the topics, including vessel operability, random stratified design, potential distribution shifts, and reduced biological sampling. Collectively, these impacts could affect survey data products by introducing bias, increasing uncertainty, disrupting time series, reducing the ability to track recruitment in year classes. Increased uncertainty in SCOLLOP survey data could impact projections, area management, and ultimately catch allocations. And as uncertainty increases, the potential for impacts to management advice also increase. So understanding these impacts specific to the SCOLLOP survey, similar to the data slide that I showed, this is the approach that the group took looking at wind impacts. Overall, the group highlighted that the scallop survey actually has several unique benefits compared to other survey systems that may reduce overall impacts from wind areas. The system integrates multiple gears, designs, and methods. It already has proven and evaluated optical tools that may not be precluded from wind areas. But ultimately, the working group recommends implementing an overall scallop strategy mitigation program with recommendations for both the near and longer term. The first being conduct simulation modeling to characterize the impacts of wind energy development on the scallop survey system and assess the feasibility of alternative sampling methods. The working group recognized the potential value in conducting simulation modeling as an initial step to better understand impacts from offshore wind. A similar effort is being conducted by the Science Center in collaboration with UMass Dartmouth to assess impacts on the bottom trawl survey. And so the group recommended the center and council consider mechanisms to coordinate, fund, and conduct simulation modeling, considering assessing the impacts on the ability to support science and management. For example, how do gaps in survey coverage or reduced biological sampling ability impact estimates of biomass and abundance? And how does increased uncertainty affect our projection model capability? And also assess how do we expect wind installations may alter habitat and impact ability to conduct survey? For example, could shifts in resource distribution from wind installations impact the survey's ability to detect recruitment or generate data products for assessment? The working group recommended this as an important priority that could be developed over time and recommended that this should be included as an RSA priority. Next, the group recommended developing guidelines for offshore wind monitoring surveys to collect data and generate data products to supplement the scallop survey system. The group recommended providing the scallop survey guiding principles document to wind companies to serve as guidelines to minimize the differences in data collection protocols between wind monitoring surveys and existing scallop surveys. Also highlighted ongoing research and monitoring efforts that are collecting scallop data from wind areas and emphasized the need for data sharing and publicly accessible data products from wind companies and recommended coordination between the center, council, and BOEM to try to identify key personnel to actually develop strategies to leverage this data collection and sharing. Last wind recommendation is that the scallop survey enterprise should develop robust strategies that can be implemented over multiple timescales. Ultimately, this is looking at the long-term, larger-scale impacts of offshore wind development, and the group recognized that what we have now may be sufficient for initial years to come, but over time, there is a need to develop, test, evaluate, and implement new tools that can be applied in different types of wind arrays, so thinking about floating and fixed arrays, and at different spatial scales. The group noted that the Science Center is currently developing autonomous underwater optical systems that may be operable within and around wind areas in the future, and also suggested that new scallop survey tools could be developed with RSA support. This is a longer-term recommendation, and strategies should be developed iteratively as offshore wind installations advance. And finally, just wanted to highlight a few working group recommendations related to the RSA priorities, as that will be discussed by the council next. Working group recommended simplifying the language related to survey priorities to remove the ranking of specific rotational management areas. This ranking has resulted in some challenges in the past where there's a disconnect or there can be a disconnect between the priority areas identified in 1 year and then the actual survey needs in the following year. The group is also considering longer-term survey awards for potentially up to 5 years to ensure consistency in methods and area coverage, increase flexibility for survey operations, and reduce some of the administrative burden of the RSA program. And finally, as I mentioned, the working group recommended including simulation modeling of impacts from offshore wind as an RSA priority for the 2023-2024 RSA program. And with that, I'm happy to take any questions or suggestions to bring back to the working group. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate it. So is there any questions or suggestions from the council for Dr. O'Keefe? Mr. Nice.
Thank you, Dr. O'Keefe. I do have a question. I'm not sure this is really directed at you. It might be directed at Dr. Simpkins over to the right of me here. There was a a section of your report where you talk about improvements to data storage, standardization, and things like that. So, you know, I'm going to assume that standardization is, I'm going to say, somewhat easier, or perhaps somewhat less expensive. But then you start talking about data management and storage and managing these systems and dedicated people at the center to run that program. It might be outside the wheelhouse of the working group, but how much does that cost? And more importantly, for the question for Dr. Simpkins is, you know, do you think you guys are going to be able to act on these recommendations?
Dr. Simpkins.
Yeah, I don't have cost estimates. I was thinking similarly as the presentation was going on. It's a long list of recommendations from this working group, and I know center staff have been engaged. I know our survey group works very closely with our information technology group on all sorts of things, trying to funnel their data more effectively into our systems. But our IT group also is pretty understaffed right now, so I think our intention would be to implement as many of these recommendations as we can. I don't know what the resource future looks like in terms of our IT structure and servers and staff to implement all these things. I think there's quite a bit of work underway between our survey group and our IT group, working very closely to try to do these things efficiently with our current data systems.
Thank you.
Okay, any questions or comments for Dr. O'Keefe from the council? Seeing none, anyone from the audience? Seeing none. Thank you very much, Doctor. Appreciate it. Chair Griffin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, we're nearing the end of the council meeting, so definitely doing our best to move efficiently. I think Jonathan's cut his slide deck from 80 to 60, so we should get out of here.